But would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning. Yeah, here working. You know, it's amazing how clever the people on the other side are. They spend millions of dollars on words, on propaganda, to influence our outlook of the world. For instance, certainly of Edward Bernay, the father of modern day propaganda, was paid a great deal of money to get America into World War One. And coming up with all sorts of phony atrocity stories, very soon similar to the phony atrocity stories we hear today. They were convinced, the American people, that we should go to war and send our boys overseas to fight in a senseless war, had nothing to do with us. A war that was being launched to bring about this one world government, to bring about the League of Nations. This was 1915, 1916, and they came up with all sorts of wonderful slogans about patriotism, and then Edward Bernay was hired by Lucky Strike to get women smoking so they could simply poison them and get them to be, we've lost millions of women have died because of Edward Bernay's excellent work. His slogans like go Lucky Strike, or take a smoke, not a sweet, referring to cigarettes, and convincing women it was the cliche thing to do is to begin smoking cigarettes. Well, today you do the same thing. They have words, smart growth. Who could be against smart growth? You wouldn't want to have dumb growth, would you? And so basically that means get people out of their homes, move them off of the land into sustainable cities where we can watch them and control them and monitor their actions, and we can even destroy their lives with all sorts of contaminants. That's what's known as smart growth. And now we have smart meters. And smart meters are the electronic surveillance meters that'll be on your home. They go along with the smart appliances, which will begin being available next year. Where, of course, the appliance will have a chip built in, and that chip will allow the smart meter to find out what is being used in your home, and even down the line, be able to turn off that appliance to the smart grid, the electric grid that's coming down the line. And all of this is carefully calculated so that they can control you. They know exactly what they're doing. Who are they? Well, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're the people who want a totally regulated society, a controlled society, a fascist society where a small elite will rule the world and eliminate large segments of the population, which they're in the process of doing now. They've already killed several billion people through abortion and euthanasia, and they're killing people every day by poisoning our food and our water and our air. And, of course, that's one reason for the chemtrails and the aluminum that they're producing, and the geoengineering of our atmosphere. But today we have with us Deborah Tavares. We're going to be talking about smart meters, because Deborah's on the front lines of this incredible battle and doing a great job of compiling the information on the danger of smart meters. And a lot of people could have one installed and wouldn't even notice it, but some people are extremely sensitive to electromagnetic signals. And you go up on the Internet, and you can see that even organized, it's maybe 1% or 2%, but they're very, very sensitive to them. And yet, down the line, repeated exposure is harmful, especially as we're going to have your smart appliances, which are going to be sending off electromagnetic waves, and literally every electric appliance in your home eventually will be marked, will actually have chips in them that can send out radio signals, so that, of course, the smart meter will know, are you using your washing machine, your dryer, your electric stove? Oh, you have your air conditioning on. Well, we're going to have to turn that off. After all, it's hot today, so we turn off your air conditioner. It's cold today, so we turn off your electric heat. And it's all the smart appliances and the smart grid and the smart meters part of the smart growth program. Who could be against dumb growth? They have a wonderful way to use words, don't they, Deborah? Tell us what the latest thing is on the smart meter problem.
Well, yes. We have been on the forefront here in Northern California of a massive takeover. And what we really all need to realize is this is an absolute conspiracy. And when we talk about what that definition is and we define that truth, we know then that it is an illegal, treasonable, or treacherous plan to harm or destroy another person, a group, or an entity, and it's an agreement manifesting itself in words or deeds made by two or more persons to do an unlawful act or use unlawful means to do an act which is unlawful. And it's a combination of persons banded together and resolved to accomplish an unlawful end. And that is in the Webster's Dictionary. And speaking to this, this is exactly what the smart grid program is.
Can you speak just a little louder, or maybe it's the technician there on the board, but just speak just a little louder, please.
Yes, I hope this is better.
Well, go ahead.
Yes, to the end of the definition of what conspiracy means, we all must realize that this is a massive undertaking to control every dimension of our lives to the extent, as you were talking about, population control. This is a complete surveillance grid. It is intended to turn our homes into carceration, imprisonment, electronic camps. They will know what you are doing, when you are doing it, 24/7, 365. And yes, the intention is to have everyone change out all of their appliances, both large and small, every single appliance, so that it will interface with an RFID chip to the smart meter, which is the replacement of an electric device on the exterior of your home. It's the meter that registers your electric use on a monthly basis. And up until now, we have all had analog meters where the utility company comes out monthly and reads your meter. Well, the smart meters are remote transmissions, and they will no longer be required to be read by the utility company.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Deborah Tavares, right here at the American Center.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, who's going into the background of what's happening and basically in Northern California. I've forgotten which county it was. Actually, this last year, why, of course, they required everybody to change their appliances. Now, they didn't come into your house and take out your appliances. They gave you a free refrigerator. Gave you a free refrigerator? Yes, they gave you free refrigerators. They were manufactured in Mexico. The only thing you had to do was buy an expensive insurance policy on them because they admitted them broke down. They just didn't work very well. But they were free, and so a lot of people got them. But they all, of course, had the electronic chip in them so that they could be turned off and they could be watched by the smart meter. It was part of an experiment. And they had nothing but trouble with those refrigerators breaking down, and sometimes they could fix them. And of course, this is a very rural county, and so many people, you know, were 50 or 60 miles from town. And then, of course, the technician couldn't get out to repair the refrigerator, or they'd have to take them into town. And how do you move a refrigerator 50 or 60 miles? And it was just been a nightmare. I think it's Plumas County. Do you remember where that was, or did you hear about that, Deborah?
Yes, I did. It was indeed Plumas County, and when PG&E, the electric provider, was moving into that community, and before they installed the smart meters, they were offering the people there that were financially able to comply and apply to the program that offered refrigerators and exchange of CFL light bulbs throughout their houses, which have mercury in them. The utility company came in and gave people these appliances, meaning the refrigerators and all of the electrical sockets for the new light bulbs, never telling, of course, the people that the light bulbs had mercury and they had to be disposed of in hazardous waste dumps. But besides that, all of the appliances, as you had said, were required to purchase very expensive packages for insurance on them so that as they broke, the utility company wouldn't be responsible for that, but indeed they've had lots of problems in Plumas County. But more importantly, I think that the anger in Northern California, the rest of California, is starting to ignite in major opposition. We're now getting doctors from all over the world that are weighing in. In fact, we have many doctors from Europe, including several from Sweden, from the Karolina Institute and the there is a warning now from the Department of Neuroscience in Sweden to the United States, and this was sent directly to the California CPUC because they're holding hearings on September 14th to consider opt-out plans for people who will not and will refuse the smart meters. But this study is urging. Many smart meters are close to beds, kitchens, playrooms, and similar locations. These wireless systems are never off, and the exposure is not voluntary. The smart meters are being forced on citizens everywhere. And based on this, the inauguration of smart meters with grudging and involuntary exposure of millions and billions of human beings to pulsed microwave radiation should be immediately prohibited until the red flag can be hauled down once and for all. And this is coming from overseas. Everyone across the United States is being warned by many studies that are coming everywhere. And mostly, as of late, we are finding now that many people are actually taking off their smart meters. They are replacing them with analog meters that are still able to be acquired at local electrical supply houses. And people are building cages around their analog meters, whether they replace them with, you know, once they have the smart meter removed, or whether they're still going and refusing to have a smart meter installed initially. The opt-out plan with the Public Utility Commission is nothing more than extortion. They want to still install smart meters on all the homes and just simply say that they will turn the device off. And for that, people are going to be charged a fee to turn the device off once they're forced to have the meter, and then a monthly fee for the continued reading of the meters. This is nothing, absolutely nothing short of extortion. But we really initially became very, very horrified when we learned about how dangerous the meter technology is. In fact, we have since, and of course now know, and on our website, refusesmartmeter.com, people can see the technology was developed by the military. And the bottom line is that our communities do not have to be attacked from above once these smart meters are installed, because it can be attacked from within through the wireless radiation of the smart meters. We've learned through reliable sources that the meter's frequency can be increased radically by the utility company, as one would alter the power by a rheostat, meaning they can turn it up or down and make it impossible, and make it possible to disable individuals and render them immobile. The military designed the technology used in the smart meters to control and disable a crowd. And other major electrical service providers across the country are in fear now that there are going to be whistleblowers that are going to start coming out and disclosing the truth, which there are now starting to be. There are whistleblowers coming forward with their concerns. They are getting radiated by the installations of these smart meters. And I understand that they have large insurance policies on them through the utility companies that are actually better set for these employees to be dead than alive. These insurance policies are so high. But we have just a lot of inside leaking now coming out across the nation from people that are hands-on with installations. And we need more whistleblowers. We are in the process right now of launching litigation. We are teaming up with groups throughout California now. And we are working on putting this together. And we will be posting this on our website, refusesmartmeter.com, as we start to position ourselves legally. I can tell you right now that there's a doctor in Southern California who is an environmental doctor as well as an MD and an AAEM that has absolutely been testing his meter that was installed, and he is feeling the effects of lethargy. He's not feeling well. He knows that the radiation is pulsating 2 and 3 times a minute at a level of which is deadly, and he is getting ready to work with our groups as an expert witness. We are just in a siege. People are waking up. And it's very, very, very important for everyone to realize that this is a takeover. The reason that the president relegated several billion dollars of his $2 trillion stimulus package towards the selling of smart meters to the public was not for our benefit. There's absolutely no financial or environmental benefit for us whatsoever. None. The hidden agenda is Agenda 21, and it is an atrocity in the making, the size of which absolutely boggles the minds of the average intellect. And we are now calling this Atrocity 21. We are the resistance to this. You are the resistance to this. Our very lives depend upon whether we act upon this alert or we ignore this threat. And unless everyone fully understands the extent of the threat, they will not recognize the extreme danger. And we must alert people. People think that this is over-the-top crazy. But I can tell you, people are getting sick. People are moving out of their homes. People, I'm seeing emails coming in all the time looking for an electromagnetically safe place to rent without smart meters, not near cell phone towers. It seems as though for many of these electromagnetically sensitive people that the smart meters are the final straw that breaks the camel's back. And we're seeing this coming in from all over the world. Recently, people in Canada now are voicing their outrage for this program, and they're also now starting to catalog and note many people that are getting electrically sensitive from this attack on us. There are articles coming in daily and where people are claiming now that their electrohypersensitivity is cause for their disabilities. And we are going to have massive insurance liabilities. This is all by design to collapse private ownership, because we're going to be sued from within from people that cannot work because meters were attached on multiple gangs where you have maybe, maybe dozens of meters attached on one building wall. And those people are getting particularly sick because they're getting doses of radiation beyond any conceivable safe level whatsoever. And the
what you're basically saying is
that
you have a cumulative effect of this radiation. Let's say an apartment house, and you have a whole flock of these meters on one wall, and if somebody were living immediately adjacent to that, they would be getting a maximum dose. Now, some people are not sensitive to electromagnetic radiation, but others are, and you can go up actually onto the internet, go to your search engine and look up electromagnetic sensitivity, and you'll find there are organizations for these people. Maybe you're not one of them. But of course, I got an interesting article just yesterday, and it showed a smart meter had been installed in an area where there was a vine, and of course, with green leaves on it, only adjacent to the meter. Of course, the green leaves were dying simply from the effect of the radiation on the green leaves. You get far enough away from the meter, why the leaves are fine. But adjacent to the meter, why, of course, the leaves were dying. Because this is radiation, and it has an effect on living things. Well, if you're living, and you're living very close to a whole bank of these meters, what's going to happen to you? This is not healthy. They know it isn't healthy. But there is an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. After all, aren't there too many people in the world today? Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely true. And that boggles the mind, as I said just a bit ago, of most people. They can't conceive that the government would allow this to occur within the United States of America. But when you look at the affiliations, for example, just of your utility companies, particularly with the two that I'm familiar with here in California, Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E, they are on the front of aligning themselves with United Nations Agenda 21. They were at the Rio Summit in 1992. They were a non-governmental organization that contributed monies to that UN Agenda 21. The entire business model of PG&E and Southern California Edison in Southern California is based on reduction of CO2 and being concerned about global warming.
I need to write down the name of this website.
This is the fundamental underlying premise that these companies are operating under, and it is an absolute fraud. They know what they are doing. The CEOs know that this is an elimination plan because they've signed up under it. Now, the average underlings at these companies don't know how sick they are making people. We have to imagine that they're being victimized as well with lack of information, because when we run into some of them on the street and we ask them their understanding of having to replace all of their appliances, these people are surprised. They were not told this. We tell them, just go to the website of your company, and if you look, you'll find it. Now, just as of recently, Southern California Edison has now printed out information, and they are now saying, once advanced features are eventually fully activated, Southern California Edison's smart meters will be able to communicate with the next generation of smart thermostats, appliances, and other devices. They're now coming out and telling the people that this is what is intended. Had they initially not been deceptive and told the truth of this, of course, this program would be over. People would not be allowing these to be attached to their homes. But we must not allow them to be attached to our homes now, as we have learned more. And we now find that this is weaponized technology with intentions to cause you harm.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
The biggest Self-Reliance Expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more. Like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself and your family and enjoy promotional samples, freebies, exciting giveaways, and drawings, including an exclusive KHNC The Lion VIP meet and greet. Adults $9, seniors $7. Infants and youth under 12 are free. Receive a $2 discount on admission price by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, on here, and imagine if a high-ranking government official were to come out and say, now, we have a program, ladies and gentlemen, it's population control, and we're working this certainly on the public in many ways. We have a wonderful program, and we're going to sell to the public. It's all about how we're going to help children's teeth so they won't get dental cavities. But our real purpose is to destroy the lives of black people, because we know that water fluoridation using hydrofluoric silicic acid will increase the level of lead in the blood of children who actually are in areas where they use this hydrofluoric silicic acid as per fluoridating the water, and of course it massively increases the incidence of the level of lead in the blood of black children, six times what it does in white children, which is why one in three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation or parole today. Isn't it a wonderful program we have? People would be horrified. So they're not going to tell you that, although that's exactly what's going on. They know what they're doing. They're giving lead encephalopathy, primarily to the blacks in this country. But it's part of the racist program. But no government official is ever going to come forward and telling you the truth, even though this study was based upon the largest scientific study ever taken place on 450,000 children, according to Dr. Roger Masters back there at Dartmouth University. We have the material, anybody wants to see it. And it's the same thing with the smart meters. They're not going to come out and tell you the truth, what they are really up to. But, of course, there are a few people who know. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Deborah, our spokeswoman today, has only been aware of this massive conspiracy for about a year and a half now, Deborah?
Well, that is right. It first came to my attention when tenants called us and were very concerned about the radiation. And we thought that we could just go down to the utility company and get an environmental impact study and just highlight the section that would indicate that their homework had been done and that this was safe. We found that that had all been waived. And as time progressed, we became very concerned. Property owners do not have environmental coverage available to them as their tenants get sick, and they will. There's dirty electricity. There's many, many compilations here. We also just recently learned that even the bed coils in our beds are going to be serve as antennas and irradiate people while they are sleeping. Even our dental cavities are going to conduct this dangerous radiation. And these smart meters are death meters. Everyone must know this. This is a death meter. You can also get more information. Look at the report that we have loaded on our website. It's about technocracy. We have a number of videos on our website that I encourage people to see immediately.
I want you to tell your listeners how to get to your website.
Yes, please go to refusesmartmeters.com. And there are many links. I encourage you to Google additional information. There are endless studies and reports that are located on the links from refusesmartmeter.com. But you will find the technocracy video and the papers on that website. And that is, technocracy is a pervasive system of complete social control, and it is rapidly expanding across the globe under the basis of the smart grid. And this is, bottom line, totalitarianism. And this is a system of government that is centralized and dictatorial and requires complete subservience by the state. And it is the expressing result of the process of this action is in the dictionary called smashed to smithereens. That is what totalitarianism, the total control of us, will do. It will smash all of us to smithereens. And along the road of being smashed to smithereens under totalitarianism and total control, we will be doused with radiation, and we will be slowly eliminated, and we will be paying for the health care of our slow dying process, because it's not a quick death. Being irradiated is not a quick death. And we have a public law in existence, 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520, and it's Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. And this law is in place. It's the use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, according to congressional committees with respect to experiments and studies. The Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological agents on civilian populations within the United States. We just cannot make this stuff up. This is in existence. It's there on the Internet. You can find it. It's all there. Why do you suppose...
It's done without their consent. And they do this without your knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. You and your families are human guinea pigs, and this is one reason why we're having so much illness in the United States today. Are there diseases that have been introduced into this country? Are there many other things that they're doing through the geoengineering of food, through the poisoning and administration of poisons? By many, many means, they know exactly what they're doing. In fact, as my friend Betty Martini was told by a highly placed official in the FDA, talk about aspartame. Of course we know it's a poison. It's all about population control. There are too many people in the world. A high official of the FDA told her, population control is what it's all about. There are too many people in the world. And that's their attitude. And, of course, you and your family are the targets. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Could this really be true? Could such things really be going on in America today? Why isn't Rush Limbaugh telling us? Why isn't Pat Buchanan telling us? Why isn't Sean Hannity telling us if this is truly taking place? Well, I think you have to understand that they get very, very good salaries. And remember what happened to Glenn Beck when he had the audacity to have my friend Ed Griffin on his program talking about the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve banking thing, his situation. And the following week, Glenn Beck was no longer with Fox News. Yes, sir, we have freedom
play.
Of the press.
There's a lot of
America.
Creativity that comes into
when
play
you own the
when
press.
You.
Or the media, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. Our number, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's absolutely right. We are being socially engineered by our media. We are not being told the truth. And so the illusion is the reality of our lives now, before we understand how dangerous our government has become. With weaponized technology aimed at us. It seems unconscionable.
Well, that thought, we'll be back in a moment here with Deborah Tavares. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy.
That's what I have a real
survival,
problem.
Located
I don't have a problem with encouraging kids to be conservative because I think it
providing
encourages them to think,
at affordable prices.
So
stop
by
the line or call 303-781-0343.
866-781-0343. It's not about scaring you.
RDS Environmental Greenville has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
What's wrong with pizza crust now? You're losing me here. What's wrong with pizza crust?
What they found out that is,
could they really be planning to regulate everything that we do, be able to determine which electrical appliance they're actually you're using in your home? Are we moving towards 1984? Does everyone have a number? Does everyone have some sort of a card that they purchasing with so that they can monitor what we buy? Are there video cameras going up every place? Who do we have calling in? Who is this? Go ahead.
Hello, this is John.
Good morning, John.
We have a question for our guest.
Well, howdy. Yes, I live here in northern Colorado, and yes, everything you say is absolutely true. I'm actually a member of a rural cooperative, the Poudre Valley Co-op, and they're putting in the smart meters like crazy, and they're following this your script that you've outlined to the T. They say it's not going to harm you, they're not going to do anything bad, And other than that, they really don't say what it is exactly they are doing. So you kind of expect the worst.
Well, can you get the people up there concerned? Can you get them to understand this is part of the smart growth, the smart appliance, the smart grid, part of a much bigger agenda, part of the move towards total regulation?
Yes, I think more and more people are slowly waking up. It's a long process. But it does take time and you don't read about it in the newspaper or hear about it on the radio other than your show. And so far there are pretty much just a few people that are aware of what's going on. But I think as time goes on, the word is spreading and more people are finding out what's going on about it. And when people do, of course, they're very alarmed that, someday that our electric company is going to regulate our thermostat and shut our appliances on or off at will or whatever.
But remember, this is part of a much larger program, part of Agenda 21. And certainly you need to go to Deborah's website, refusesmartmeters.com. You need to go to Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, and get people up there listening to our radio programs. Remember, they can hear us on the Internet 24 hours a day at our website at radioliberty.com. Get them listening. They'll start out thinking we're crazy, and before long, they'll be afraid we're not.
Well, I want to give you some tips that we've done here in Northern California to spread the word, because certainly word of mouth is not fast enough now. Mm-hmm. We have been placing yard signs in our yards. You can find them on refusesmartmeter.com. They are the size of a for sale sign. They're weather coded, and it says refuse smart meter. People don't realize the consideration of refusal. The utility companies here have printed in our newspaper the benefits of the smart meters, and they say that we'll receive free energy alerts, that we can take advantage of time-varying pricing plans, that we can view and track our hourly energy usage, we can get faster power restoration in the event of an outage, and we can start and stop electric and gas service more quickly when we move. These are the points that the utility company has told us here in Northern California, and they're spending $2.2 billion for these points. And, of course, we know this is not true. So to more immediately get the word out, we have signs in our windows. We use them as sunscreens so that when we park at a shopping mall or at the market, we simply put them on our windshields. Again, they say refusesmartmeter.com. You can print off flyers off the website. You can start passing them around. We keep them with us all the time, so that when people ask us, what do these signs mean, we can hand them a flyer. This is one of a very effective way that you can reach out to your local neighbors in your community. Because I can tell you, litigation is now starting against this. And I can tell you, part of the litigation is going to eventually be that the people that allowed smart meters, and they will be given a chance to take them off, whether the utility companies will or not, the people will be given a chance, but they will become eventually part of a lawsuit because their radiation spewing from their homes onto neighboring homes is a crime. And go to refusesmartmeter.com, watch the video, The Dark Side of Smart Meters. Have everyone watch that. It is an excellent video showing how this is perpetrated on your home, how it affects your family, your neighbors, your neighborhood. This is a washed, this technology and this radiation emanates from your smart meter on a sphere, and it washes over your neighbors depending on the proximity of your neighbors. They're not telling you either that once your kitchen appliances are installed with the RFID chips, this radiation is going to ricochet, bounce off of all the metal-faced appliances in your kitchen and pulsate multiple times through your body. The entire home is filled with this deadly radiation to begin with, but the kitchen is going to kill you faster. And Tesla just came out and was talking about this recently. We also found out that our bed springs are going to serve as antennas. At night when we're sleeping, we're going to be irradiated with this monster hooked on our homes. We have no choice. People now are caging up their analog meters. They are putting no trespassing signs and locks. Build them as secure as you can. This is a killing device, and the cages are like a locked gate. You can keep your utility company off your meter, and you do not need to have it changed out. They're massively.
Deborah, we have somebody else calling in. We're running out of time. Who's calling in?
Tipton in Wisconsin. The thing I was going to say quick is, with how bad your guest is telling about how it is with these smart meters, that's where after giving people a DVD I made up of different smart different YouTube videos about the smart meters, that's where I wish that all I could get, you know, from people is more than just a response of, oh, that's interesting, but that's all I can seem to get around is, oh, that's interesting, and other responses in that order.
Let them understand this is part of a much larger agenda. It has to do with population control and the plan to destroy the lives of most of the people in the world. Get them to read my population control agenda on the internet. Population control agenda. God bless. Thanks for calling, Deborah. Thank you. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. God bless.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, this is Dr. Tennant. I need to remind you of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we can certainly use your help. We're trying to get on some other stations, and we did pick up a new station in Phoenix. They'll be taking our program every week. And then, of course, we have the two new stations in Utah, but we need so many more stations. If you're in a position to help us financially, we'd certainly appreciate it, because if there was ever a time when it's essential that we reach the public with the truth that they're not getting from the regular channels, it is today. So that you can, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you would like have somebody you'd like to advertise with us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd hope that many of you out there will want to come, and I'll be giving a talk in Littleton, Colorado, and that's apparently in South Denver, and we're going to be talking on the 17th of September, and it's, I believe it's a Saturday. If you're interested, well, you can go to my 800 number, and they can tell you who to call. It's 800-544-8927. Now, apparently it's a full day. They're bringing in experts from across the country. Excellent speakers. I've got the last slot in the day. It's at 8 o'clock at night, and of course it's a, I hope people are still there by that time, but we're working very hard to put together a program that will educate people about the true nature of the spiritual battle going on today. So if you're interested in coming, we'll be there all day. We'll have a table, and lots of other excellent speakers will be there. Our telephone number, if you want to call for more information on the September 17th meeting, 1-800-544-8927. And then about 5 weeks after that, we're having our all-day conference here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay, our annual Radio Liberty Conference. We're going to have an excellent speaker on the what is going on as far as the aspartame. Betty Martini will be here. Rosalind Peterson will be here talking about chemtrails, contrails, about the geoengineering of our atmosphere, about the spraying with aluminum, and the aluminum, of course, is getting into your water. It's getting into your food. It's getting into the crops. It's getting, we'll be inhaling it in. And basically, aluminum is toxic to your brain. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And then, of course, we hope very much that you go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can get our material there. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you haven't heard our two talks on population control, one is planned population reduction, the other is none dare call it genocide. They're available. Certainly my treatise is up on the internet. It's a monograph, The Population Control Agenda, and there's so much more. I wrote it probably a decade ago. One of these days we hope to have time to update it, but right now it's still the best and shortest thing out there. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the DVDs, plan population reduction, and then Nandare College genocide. And if you get that, you can just ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. Remember my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then our other two talks, The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret. As with televisions, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision to protect. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter,